From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message entitled Godly Dedication, part of this series in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 22, verses 1 through 8, in which Joshua addressed the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Having fulfilled their promise to fight alongside the other tribes in the conquest of Canaan, these tribes were returning to their own lands on the east side of the Jordan. As they prepared to depart, Joshua encouraged them to remain faithful to the Lord. From this narrative, Dr. Cairns has been seeking to provide a pattern for individual Christians, as well as for the church at large. We've seen that the character of godly dedication is marked by a hearty obedience to the will of God. Then it involves fighting the Lord's battles. These battles are fought on many fronts, against self and anything that would hinder our walk with God. We've seen the importance of evangelism and of maintaining unity among the brethren on scriptural grounds. Dr. Cairns has emphasized the need for consistency of commitment to the cause of Christ. As we'll see today, there is indeed a cost for such godly dedication. But the crown which awaits the faithful warrior is the Savior's own commendation, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of this message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
Today's text is found in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 26, "Your Heavenly Father." God's people are doubly His children. They are His offspring by creation, and they are His sons by adoption in Christ. Hence they are privileged to call Him our Father which art in heaven. Father, oh, what a precious word is that! Here is authority. If I be a father, where is mine honor? If ye be sons, where is your obedience? Here is affection mingled with authority, an authority which does not provoke rebellion, an obedience demanded which is most cheerfully rendered, which would not be withheld even if it might. The obedience which God's children yield to Him must be loving obedience. Do not go about the service of God as slaves to their taskmaster's toil, but run in the way of His commands, because it is your Father's way. Yield your bodies as instruments of righteousness, because righteousness is your Father's will, and His will should be the will of His child. Father, here is a kingly attribute, so sweetly veiled in love, that the king's crown is forgotten in the king's face, and his scepter becomes not a rod of iron, but a silver scepter of mercy. The scepter, indeed, seems to be forgotten in the tender hand of him who wields it. Father, here is honor and love. How great is a father's love to his children! That which friendship cannot do, and mere benevolence will not attempt, a father's heart and hand must do for his sons. They are his offspring. He must bless them. They are his children. He must show himself strong in their defense. If an earthly father watches over his children with unceasing love and care, how much more does our heavenly Father? Abba, Father, he who can say this hath uttered better music than cherubim or seraphim can reach. There is heaven in the depth of that word, Father. There is all I can ask, all my necessities can demand, all my wishes can desire. I have all in all to all eternity when I can say, Father.
I trust in God, I trust in God, He cares for me. On mountain peak or on the sea, the stormy sea, the
watches over me.
I trust in God wherever
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
say a word about the cost of godly dedication. It comes out very clearly in this passage. Verse 4 would let us see that these people had left home and loved ones. They'd given up the best years of their lives. They'd forfeited the opportunity to pursue their own wealth. They'd subjected all self-interest to the cause of God. That's the ultimate cost of true dedication to God. The subjection of self-interest to the greater cause of Christ and to the glory of His name. That's the cost. You remember what Jesus said in Luke 14, 26 and 27, and then in verse 33, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." What does it mean to hate father, mother, wife, children? Look at these 2.5 tribes. That's what Jesus means. They didn't hate their family in the carnal or worldly sense of having some violent passion and aversion to them. No, that's not the hatred the Savior's talking about. But they had such a dedication to God. They had such an obedience to the revealed will of God. They had such a commitment to the cause of God that they put the Lord before home and father and mother and wife and children. That's what the Lord is talking about. "Whosoever," says Jesus, "doth not bear his cross and come after me, cannot be my disciple. Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, cannot be my disciple." The cost of Christian discipleship, the cost of godly dedication. I don't know the will of God for you. I can't tell you in detail what the Lord will have you do. But I can tell you, it may cost you everything to do it. At least it may appear so to do. God can take you and say, "I want you to leave home and loved ones." Every Christian has to be willing for that. And every young man here starting out in life, every young woman would be best to get this plainly in mind. I'm a Christian first and foremost, and all the way through, I'm called to serve my God. He may send me to the uttermost parts of the earth. He may take me and send me where I'm far from home and loved ones. He may call me to give up what the world thinks are the best years of my life and the best opportunity for furthering the gospel, or for furthering my own life, for the furtherance of the gospel. I think I've told you before of a doctor from Northern Ireland who served with the ACRI Gospel Mission, which is a Northern Irish based mission working in Brazil. When the Brazilian consul in Liverpool looked at this man's qualifications, a brilliant surgeon, a young man with the medical world at his feet, and he saw that he wanted to go into what Brazilians call the Green Hell. That's their name for the forest regions of the Acre. He just shook his head and he said, "Why would a man like this bury himself in the green hell? Why? Because the Lord sent them there." And the churches, I think of the church especially in a little town called Tarawaka, the church are there. The lives that have been saved, the souls that have been saved, the families that have been saved, will stand for all eternity as an everlasting monument to the wisdom of obeying God. God may call you to do what the world says is costly. But I want to tell you, such sacrifice never does go unrewarded. For in verse 8, we have Joshua's reference to the crown of godly dedication. Return with very much riches unto your tents, with cattle and silver and gold and brass and iron and much raiment. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren. These people not only were commended, Joshua didn't just simply pat them in the back and say, well now boys, you've done a good job. No, he did that. But he sent them home laden with the rich rewards of faithfulness. And let me tell you that it never really does cost, ultimately, to serve God. I get worried when I hear of people talking about the cost involved in doing the will of God, as if they're making some great sacrifice. There is a cost to step out by faith and do the will of God. And that's true of every Christian, not only those who go out into full-time service. The businessman who runs his business scrupulously by the honest standards of the Word of God may appear to lose because he's not making the quick money from the shady deals of his competitors, but he's not a loser. There's always a cost, but oh, the crown is so much greater. In Matthew 19, verse 27, Peter said unto the Lord Jesus, behold, we have forsaken all and have followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Now tell me, would that be a good exchange for a little Galilean boat and a fisherman's net? Would you say that was a good rate of exchange? I think so. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Does it cost to serve Christ? Yes, in one sense it does. But in the ultimate sense, it pays. When Paul gave up everything and counted all but loss, was that a cost? Sure it was. But look at the other side of the ledger, that I might gain Christ, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Was that a gain? Who can calculate the gain? Who can tell you the joy what it is to know Christ, to have fellowship with Christ, to be used of God? I think of Bill Woods. I can use Bill as an example because so many of you know him. When I think of that young man in Belfast, called of God to go out to a foreign land, again to the Acre, to be a preacher of Jesus Christ. And then when he's there, not only to learn the language, but in that language to go to medical school, become a doctor, and then an ophthalmic surgeon. to do special training here in the United States, to try not only to preach the gospel to, but reverse the physical curse of the tens of thousands of leprosy sufferers in that part of Brazil. Now think of it. A man with Bill Woods's medical skills could make an awful lot of money. He could build himself a mansion. He could go any place, do anything he wanted. Does it cost to give those things up and to live in a little house? With the best furniture you can buy, really made of pressed cardboard? To have to laugh when you come home and find the roof has let in gallons of water and your furniture's not only floating, but disintegrating. Does it cost? Sure it does. But what would all the money be? What would the cars and the houses and the lands and the acclaim be compared to looking again at churches established, souls saved, leprosy patients healed, and an entire area where a few years ago there was no hope, now officially clear of that disease? Is that a crown? When you think of all those little homes throughout the Acre region where Bill Woods can go and be looked upon as a servant of Christ and more precious than a president or an emperor or a king or a queen, can you not hear the words of the Savior? I will give you 100-fold houses and lands and fathers and mothers and wives and children. I'll give you it all 100 times over. And then the great reckoning itself with the greater Joshua. And what a day that will be when not only the great missionaries of this world, but every dedicated Christian will hear the greater Joshua give his commendation. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou in to the joy of thy Lord. The old hymn puts it perfectly well. It will be worth it all. We see Jesus. It will be worth it all when we see Him. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. Then let us run the race till we see Him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.